All of Mexico's federal judiciary has gone on strike. Judges, magistrates, and civil servants have stopped working to protest a proposed reform that they say will mean the end of judicial independence. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
I'm in front of one of the big federal courthouses in Mexico City, and this is what a fight between branches of government sounds like.
Esta es tu lucha! México escucha! Esta es tu lucha!
Beginning at midnight this morning, the whole federal judiciary of Mexico went on an indefinite strike. Workers and judges have set up tents and signs. One of them says, "Justice is not a popularity contest. Enough with the lies." The reform, which would totally remake the judiciary, is being pushed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and his protege, incoming President Claudia Sheinbaum. One of the big proposed changes is that over the next few years, all judges and magistrates in Mexico will go from being appointed to the bench to being elected by the people. López Obrador and Sheinbaum say the changes rein in corruption by making judges accountable to Mexicans, not big business or organized crime.
El poder constituyente de 1917... dijo muy claro.
Our constituent power from 1917 was very clear, says judiciary worker José Fernando Míguez Hernández.
Un gobernante, pero tres poderes, repartidos.
One president, but three equal powers. Míguez says to become a judge in Mexico, you have to work your way up, do different jobs that help you understand the system and the laws. Electing judges undermines professionalism and leaves judges open to political manipulation.
La democracia está en peligro.
Democracy is in danger, he says.
Pero sobre todo, lo que está en peligro es la independencia judicial.
Judicial independence is at stake, he says, and they will stay on the streets until the reform is taken off the table. President López Obrador, for his part, shrugged off the strike, saying if the courts don't work, maybe more criminals will stay behind bars. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.